Hello, Soraz, and thank you for joining this call. This is Paz Grangela, and I welcome you on behalf of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Centennial Commission to our annual Global Day of Prayer call. This is the time when we pause as a sisterhood to remember our five founders as we continue this amazing journey to our centennial. Triumphant Sora Francis Faithful, daughter of founder Myrtle Tyler Faithful and niece of Viola Tyler Goings, we remember. Triumphant Sora Betty Murchison, past national trustee, we remember. Triumphant Sora Julia Driscoll, past Georgia State Director, we remember. We remember our departed Soras, family members, and friends as we come together to give thanks for the blessings that have been bestowed upon us. I ask that each Sora silently call the names of departed Soras, family members, and friends as we honor them. As we continue to build lasting footprints for our founders, the Eastern Region dedicated this past weekend a beautiful bench in memory of founder Pearl Anna Neal. So today, Sora Terrelline Campbell has ministered to many and has blessed the sisterhood with the centennial prayer. Her words of comfort in times of challenge, her words of inspiration in times when we need to have hope, her words of kindness when you just need to be close to a sister. Soraz, I thank Minister Campbell as she comes to us at this time for our Global Day of Prayer. Minister Campbell.
Thank you, Dr. Tiart. Good evening, my Soraz. It is indeed a pleasure, and I'm humbled to share with you again this year on our Global Day of Prayer. Some of you may wonder why we have a Global Day of Prayer, and I wanted to just echo the sentiments of Sora Tiart. One, to honor our founders and the path that they laid out for us as Zetas. One of the things that some Soras may not be aware of is that the founders on the campus of Howard University were nicknamed the Praying Band. And so we want to recognize that part of our founding, that the founders had a relationship with God, our Creator, and call Soras together during at least one time a year collectively to come together to pray one for another, to pray for our sorority, and to pray as we are led to do. And so I again thank you for joining this call. So much has happened in our world, in our nation, in our communities since last year's Global Day of Prayer. And I believe that I would echo the sentiments of everyone on the line tonight that much more than ever, it is indeed praying time. And so before I begin to pray specifically, Pastor Grant Tiart, our spirits were connected in something that she said I am prepared to say, and that is simply as we pray tonight, I also invite each soror to pray one for another, call out as the face of another soror may come to your mind this evening. I encourage you to call out her name as we pray. And also your own family members. But Romans 15:1 commands us that the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak and that we should not think only about our own pleasure. And so as we pray, not only tonight but beyond tonight, I encourage you in the spirit of sisterhood, as you go about your daily journeys and walks, as another soror her face may come to your mind, may come to your vision, and or to just into your spirit, just call out that soror's name in prayer. You don't have to know what another soror is going through. She doesn't have to tell you, may not be able to articulate in chapter meeting, in a phone call, in a text. But as you just feel led to do so, let's pray one for another, because it is true that the strong really can and should bear the infirmities of the weak. And I also want to call your attention to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. which says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and in honesty. So with that in mind, dear souls, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, tonight we come, first of all, giving you thanks and honor and glory because you are a great God. We thank you tonight because you created us in your image. You created us to be women who are worthy to walk upright before you and to wear the letters of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Most of all, you created us to be your servant, God. And so tonight for that, we say thank you. Lord God, we thank you because you have brought us through so many years, God, through many dangerous toils, snares, traps, mountains, valleys, hills, rivers, God, you've brought us through so much. And for that this evening, we want to say thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you have kept us. We thank you that you've kept our sisterhood together. We thank you, God, that you have been our guide. You've been our guiding light, God. We thank you for our sorority, God. We thank you for the memories of our founders, God. We thank you for this great legacy. God, we bless your name for Zeta, God, and we pray tonight that you would be honored, God, and glorified first and foremost through this prayer, God, not that any human would be glorified, but that you would get the glory from this prayer tonight, God. We pray, God, and we thank you that you would help us to honor the ideals that you gave our founders, that you would help us, God, to live lives that are pleasing in your sight so that we may honor the founding principles of this organization, Lord God. We pray, God, for our leadership, God. We pray that you would continue to keep our leadership, God, every member of our National Executive Board, our International Grand Bachelor, God, as she travels, God, in airports, via train and vehicles, God. However she is traveling, God, we pray the angels of protection would be dispatched all around her, God. We're living in perilous and difficult times, God, and so we pray that you would continue to keep Sora Wright, God. That is the first name that we call out tonight before you during this prayer time, is Sora Mary Bro Wright, God. We pray that you would keep her mind alert, keep her body healthy, God. Continue, God, to give her strategies for Zeta, God, that you would continue to protect her, God, that you would keep her family intact, God. Let nothing go lacking as she travels and as she serves, Lord God. Nothing in her finances, nothing in her health, Lord God, nothing in her family. We call everything to be well with her, God, with her life as she serves you through this organization, Lord God. We pray, God, for every member of our boards, Lord God, our National Executive Board, God, getting them in their decision-making, God, be with them, get glory through them, God. We pray for every regional board, every regional director, every state director, every state board, God. We pray for every leadership, every member of leadership teams throughout this dear sisterhood, our chapters that are the lifeline of our organization. We pray for every chapter president, every board member in our chapters, Lord God. We pray, God, for every leader. God, when there are times that our leaders may not feel that they have anyone to speak to and that can understand what they're dealing with or what they're going through, God, remind them that they have an advocate in you and that they have a comforter in you and that they have a sustainer in you and that their provision is in you. Lord God, don't let any leader get out too far and stray away from you, but God, keep us forever in your presence, following and honoring your word, God. We pray, God, that you would help us, Lord, to honor what we have committed to do, God. We pray this evening, kind Father, that you, God, would be with us, God, throughout our sisterhood, every member of this organization, God. We pray tonight, God, that the spirit of sisterhood would be renewed even again in every area, every aspect of this sorority, God. Let sisterhood be renewed, God. As you told us in 1 Timothy, that we are to live peaceably with one another. So even though disagreements may come and there may be times that we don't understand things that are going on in our organization, we pray, kind Father, that you would help us not to be disagreeable, not to be hateful. Oh, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God, would you help us, God, to live peaceably with our sister. God, as we spread love throughout our community, let that love first begin within the community of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Would you, God, help us to communicate one with another effectively, God? Help us to be listeners as well as speakers and as well as doers, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray tonight, kind Father, also, for those families, God, amongst us who have lost the chapters, who have lost sorors over this past year. Some we may not know the names of, but we pray for the Faithful and the Tyler families. We pray for the Driscoll families. We pray for the Murchison family. We pray for everyone who has lost, God, a soror over the past year, who is hurting, God, and who still is in need of comfort, Lord God. We pray that you would send comforting angels to minister to our sorors, minister to our chapters, minister to those who are left behind and who remain. God, those who may not feel as though they can go on, even in Zeta, because a soror has been called home, help us, Lord, to accept what you have allowed to occur, God, when our sister is no longer with us. Help us, God, to carry on the legacies of our great sorors, God. Even as we mourn, even as we grieve, help us, Lord, to channel our grief in an effective and productive manner. Help us not to allow grief to have us to lash out at one another, God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. So much is going on, God, and we pray for those, God, who are also just hurting at the loss of loved ones, who are hurting because family members, members of their biological family are no longer with us. We pray for those who are just hurting in general due to whether it be a lack of employment, unemployment now has hit them, whether it be that, God, whether it be the sorors among us who are sick, God. We pray, God, that you would heal. We know you to be a God who is able to heal. So we ask, God, that you would be the balm in Gilead for every sister, every soror who is dealing with a disease that the doctor has said is not curable, with every soror who is dealing with a disease that the doctors have not given a great outlook, and every soror who's dealing with a disease that she's got to endure treatments that will tear down her body before it will build back up. Every soror who's got lymphoma, who's got cancer, every soror who's got lupus, we lift them up to you even now, dear Father. Every soror who's got a tumor in her body, God, we pray because for them, every soror, every soror who is dealing with an ailment that she may not even have been able to share with another sister, you know who they are. So we pray, we lift them up to you tonight. We pray, dear Father, that you would touch our sisters, kind Father. Every soror who's not employed, God, who is wondering what's going to happen next, we pray, God, who's wondering how she's going to pay her bills, much less her dues, but how is she going to meet April and May's bills? We pray that you would be Jehovah Jireh and that you would step in and that you would provide for the household, dear Father. Every sister who's going through a divorce or a separation and a loss of income in that wise, God, we pray that you would help make up the difference, that you would strengthen our sisters, God, as they may have to start over again in life and with relationships, God, and with children that they didn't anticipate having to raise on their own. Every sister who's feeling abandoned and not loved, we pray, kind Father, that this week someone would come by their way, that they would encounter someone who would show them love, unexpected love, a random act of kindness. We pray, we call for a random act of kindness and of love for every sister who's not feeling the love, who's not feeling any kind of admiration, any kind of respect lately. We pray, God, that you would send a sign that you are God and that you would encourage the spirit in the heart of a sister, God. We pray for every soror who's grieving because her husband is lost and is no longer living, God, and he's a widow, God. We pray for them as well. Oh, God, would you meet every need? Meet every need. Help the sisters who've got to answer questions to their children because their father is no longer there, God. We pray. We pray, we pray, we pray for her to find the answers and be able to convey what the answers are to her children, Father. We pray, God, for every sorrow who's going through anything, even if it's not a situation that I've named so far, God, you know what every sorrow stands in need of. You know the ones who are going through in school, our sorrows who are struggling in school, our sisters who are struggling as they are trying to make the grades and keep the ideal of scholarship alive. We pray that you would help them, God, as they're studying into the wee hours of the morning. Would you be with them? Would you sharpen their minds, God? Keep them alert, God, in the name of Jesus. Every sister who may be dealing with a habit, a substance abuse habit, God, things that we don't necessarily like to talk about, God. Every sister, any sister among us who's living in an abusive environment and dealing with an abusive relationship and situation, oh, God, we know that it happens even to us. God, we know these situations have no respect of person, of class, of education. And so, God, any sister who's suffering in silence and can't go to the chapter meeting and feel like she can tell someone, we pray, kind Father, that you will create a safe space, a safe space, a safe haven for every sister, God, who is suffering in silence through anything, that you would provide at least one other sister who can be there for her, who can listen to her, who can help her, who can pray with her, who can touch and agree with her beyond this day of prayer, that would be with her, that can hug her, and that can just help her, God. And help her to find resources, identify resources, dear Father, that would help, God. Any sister who is struggling, who doesn't have money for health care or for medication, God, who's making the choice and making decisions between medication and food on her table for her family, we pray, dear God, that you would meet every need. Every sister, God, who is dealing with burnout, who's dealing with depression, God, we pray tonight that you would help them. If they've got to see a counselor, a psychologist, whatever it may be, would you bring them up and would you bring them out? Oh, God, would you give them a testimony, God, to every sister who is going through something, going through a situation, a calamity, finds herself in something that she didn't think she would ever be in. Would you, God, bring them out and bring them through? Give us a testimony to your glory and to your goodness, because you are an awesome God. Oh, God, we pray as we serve our communities, God, that you would also be with us. Give every chapter, every state, every region, every director on the national level, give us strategies. Oh, kind Father, our communities need us. So we pray, kind Father, that you would give us the strategies, give us the resources to serve our communities. Oh, God. And then we ask that you would help us to serve with gladness, God. Help us to serve because it's an honor, because you have blessed us to be able to serve. We pray, kind Father, for our sorors who are international, who are beyond the borders of the United States of America. We pray for our sisters, God, who are in other countries, whether they're there on contract, whether they're spouses, whether they're military sisters. God, we pray for them tonight. We ask, dear God, that you would continue to protect them from bombs, protect them from any diseases, protect them from calamity, God, protect them. Be with them, God, even as they miss their families here in America, God. Be with them, kind Father. We pray, God, for our world. So much is going on, and as our sorors study, as they study abroad, as our sorors travel, God, we pray, we come against the wiles of the wicked one. There will not be any bombs
any bombings that will take out any member of our sisterhood. And not only of our sisterhood, God, we just pray. We pray for peace. It may sound cliche, but God, we pray for peace amongst us, peace in this world, God. Oh, God, dueling interests and this terrorism, God, and spies, God, and, oh, God, all kinds of hackings and things that are going on. God, we pray for our world. We pray for our country, God. We pray, oh, Father, we pray for our leadership, God. Would you send your spirit to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Send your spirit to every state house, to the capitals of every state in our union, God. Oh, send your spirit to the capitals of every county, every township, every city. Oh, God, look upon our lawmakers, God. Give them integrity, dear Father, as they make laws and as they govern. Restore integrity in our government, kind Father. We pray, kind Father, for those who are charged with leading this nation, those who are charged as cabinet members and as legislative branches of government and as the judicial branch of government. God, help them to remember the oath that they took the day that they placed their hand on the Bible and said that they would do what's best for America and for the American people. Oh, Father, we pray tonight that you would be with our people, that you, God, you would protect us even during this season, not just from crime, but protect us from deception, God. Help us, God, to open our eyes where they may be closed. Oh, God, reveal all things to us. Reveal that which has been hidden. Open up, God. Pull covers off of those things that which have been covered up, kind Father. Oh, God, make this union strong. Keep us together, God. God, unite that which divides us, God. Close gaps, God, all kinds of gaps. We know that you're the God who can close those gaps. You're the God who can heal hearts, God, that have been broken. You're the God that can heal, God, where there's been division. Oh, God, that can bring back together, Lord God. You, God, can protect us from all manner of evil. And we pray for our soldiers who serve. We pray for all of our those who serve in our military. We pray for the military, God. We pray that they would continue to get the tools that they need to serve, kind Father, that you would protect every military family, every military spouse, who sacrifices their time with their loved one as they serve, God, and protect our nation. We pray for those among us who serve in police forces, God, those who have sworn to protect and to serve. We pray, God, that they would do so with integrity, that they would do so and not see just the color of anyone's skin when they stop them on a routine stop. We pray for those who wear, God, the blue, God, who are serving our communities in law enforcement. We pray that there will not be retaliation against them also, God. We thank you for every member of our organization who has sworn to protect and serve, be it through military service or be it through law enforcement service. And we pray that you would continue to protect them, to be with them, oh God, when they leave home for work this week. Give them a renewed assurance that you are with them, that you are covering them. Help them not to do their jobs in fear. Oh, God, because of the climate in our nation, God, we pray, God, for those whom we serve in Zeta as well. We pray, God, as every Zeta soror is a servant leader. And we pray, God, for those hands that we touch, God, in our communities. We pray for those in our adopted schools. God, when we go into the schools and serve, we pray for the teachers. We pray for the educators, the counselors, the principals. We pray for the children tonight. We pray that there would not be anyone in the school who is taking advantage of the children, God. We pray that the curriculum will be appropriate and that the environment in the schools that we've adopted are conducive to them learning. We pray for the elderly, God, and then our senior centers, God, that as we walk the halls and do service in our senior centers, God, we pray that there not be any abuse going on when we leave the centers. We pray pray that your hand of compassion be in the people who work in our elderly homes, in our senior centers. Give them a love, a true love for the seniors that they serve. Give them patience. Oh, God, with those that they serve, give them the resources. Don't let the centers be so understaffed that the workers are just tired and irritable with our seniors, God, that abuse would occur, that people are stealing from the seniors, God. Would you help? Would you protect our seniors, God? We pray for all those who we serve who are underrepresented, who are just feeling disenfranchised, God. We pray for all that we would encounter, God, and through our service. We ask, kind Father, that you would bless the fruit of our hands, God, as Zetas, God, that you would help the people that we serve and touch to see Christ through us, to see you through us. Let us be servants. As servants, let us be your arms extended. So when we're serving someone in a soup kitchen, when we're serving someone in a shelter, let them feel the hand of love as we give them an item, God. Whether it be a school supply, a pencil, some paper, whatever it may be, whether it be a toiletry item, let them feel love in what they receive from Zeta. Oh, God. We pray, God, for those among us who feel disenfranchised and who feel underrepresented. We pray that you would help us, that you would show us how we can be better, how we can do better, how we can pull each other up, God. We don't want to just be the kind of women who just serve for our own pleasure, but help us. Help us to be able to pull someone else up behind us. Help us to continue to build on this legacy. Dear Father, we pray for our extended family before we end this prayer. We pray for our Sigma brothers tonight. We pray that you would continue to be with them as well, that you would continue to strengthen them, God. We pray for our Mikai tonight, our friends who have aligned with us in service. We pray that you would continue and you would extend this prayer to them. We pray for our youth auxiliaries, God, for those youth that we're pouring into, that there would not be one among us in our youth auxiliaries who is suicidal, that there would not be one among us who feels like she cannot relate, that she's being feels like an outcast during her young developmental years. We pray, oh God, for every member of our own family. As we serve, God, don't let anything go lacking in our own homes. We pray, kind Father, that you would meet every need in our own families. As we serve in our senior centers, as we serve out in our communities, as we build up and educate about voting rights, we pray that our own families would understand what we're doing, that they would feel the love, that they don't feel like we're spending too much time with Zeta and not enough on them. We pray, God, that you would protect our families, protect our own children as we serve in the community. Protect, God, our own bodies. Help us, Lord, to be healthy. Help us to take the steps that we need to be healthy as we instill hope and help other people excel. We pray that you would help us excel, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, God, that you would help us not to be caught up in Satan's in competition, oh, God, that is not healthy. We pray, God, that we don't get so caught up in competition that we forget and fail to give you the glory for everything that you have allowed us to do, God. We pray, God, oh, God, as we close this prayer, that you would help us not to be weary in well-doing. Oh, God, there are some among us who have been on this journey for a while, for quite a long time, and, God, they've seen so much. Some of our sorors have seen things that they would rather have not seen and encountered things that they'd rather not encountered. But, God, whatever the situation, we remember the words of Paul in Galatians 6 and 9, that we should not be weary in well-doing. Because in due season, at the proper time, we shall reap a harvest of blessing if we faint not. So as we close this prayer, God, we thank you and we bless you, God. And we reiterate under the unction of your spirit, God, to my dear sorors that you will reap. Your time is coming. Your harvest time is coming. But you cannot faint. You cannot give up. You've got to hang in there. And I pray that this evening of prayer has been, will serve as an infusion in your spirit to help you to continue to run on and to go on and not faint. It is so, and so shall it be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and in the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a good evening, my sisters.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the